My Arab American brothers and sisters, many of whom came out strongly against President Trump's Gaza plan, why in God's name they are opposing it? Is it so important to abuse the Palestinians in an 80-year war against Israel as pawns that allows Israel haters to accuse Jews of being occupiers, that you would deprive them of a future? Do you want Palestinian children growing up in the garbage can of Gaza rather than in a developed Arab country where they can have a lawn, schools, and a park? Israel, the size of NJ, took in millions of Jewish refugees. Can you really not support President Trump's plan to ask Egypt, Morocco, Jordan, and the Gulf states to take in Palestinian refugees? Do you not want your Palestinian brothers and sisters to have a future? Do you want Palestinian children to grow in the squalor of Gaza and under the tyranny of Hamas? The Israeli-Palestinian conflict has been a central issue in the Middle East for over 80 years, marked by violence, displacement, and political stagnation. I understand that many Arab Americans feel an undeniable connection to this struggle, fueled by empathy for Palestinian suffering, which is not the fault of Israel but Hamas. Still, this emotional investment should not cloud Arab American judgment when evaluating new proposals, including controversial ones like President Donald Trump's Gaza plan. We must honestly consider whether clinging to long-standing narratives is depriving Palestinians of the chance for a better life. Trump's proposal to resettle Palestinian refugees in Egypt, Morocco, Jordan, and the Gulf states was met with outrage from many Arab and Palestinian communities. On the surface, the backlash is understandable. Generational trauma and a false propaganda narrator, Jews stealing Palestinian land, is deeply ingrained. However, it is also essential to face a hard truth. The Gaza Strip remains a humanitarian disaster under the oppressive control of Hamas, a designated terrorist organization that prioritizes warfare over the well-being of its own people. Life in Gaza is characterized by limited access to clean water, electricity, and educational resources, while young Palestinians grow up surrounded by violence and despair, not to mention political oppression at every level courtesy of Hamas. The moral question whether we are willing to support pragmatic solutions that improve their immediate future. As stated, Israel, a country the size of New Jersey, has absorbed millions of Jewish refugees since its founding. Why can't the broader Arab world show similar compassion and solidarity by providing Palestinians with safe and prosperous homes? Does a narrow focus on resisting Israeli occupation justify condemning generations of Palestinians to live in the squalor of Gaza? Of course, many of my Arab American brothers and sisters seem more concerned that voluntary resettlement would erase Palestinian claims to an ancestral land. But isn't it finally time to grant a population trapped in squalor and suffering a better future rather than continuing to use millions of people as political pawns? The Arab world has the resources and cultural ties to help Palestinians rebuild their lives. Imagine Palestinian children attending well-funded schools, exercising in gyms, and living in safe neighborhoods in Cairo, Amman, or Rabat. These images stand in stark contrast to the bombed-out streets and crumbling infrastructure of Gaza. What parent would not choose hope and opportunity for their child over perpetual misery? Some Arab Americans fear that embracing this plan amounts to abandoning Palestinian nationalism. But true solidarity means prioritizing the well-being of people over rigid ideologies. Supporting resettlement, as President Trump says, as a temporary measure is a moral and humanitarian imperative. On the contrary, it demonstrates a commitment to the humanity and dignity of Palestinians, refusing to sacrifice them as pawns in an endless political struggle. To my Arab American brothers and sisters, I urge you to consider this. Do you want to be remembered as a community that held on to grievances at the expense of a suffering people's future? Would you really return 1.8 million Palestinians to the brutal reign of Hamas? Or can we be courageous enough to support difficult but compassionate solutions that offer Palestinians a chance to thrive? The answer should be clear. If we truly care about Palestinian lives, we must be willing to explore every avenue, including resettlement, brother Arab states, to secure a brighter, more hopeful future for them. We owe them that much. Rabbi Shmuley Boteach, America's Rabbi, is the international best-selling author of the newly published Guide to Fighting Back for Israel, The Israel Warrior, Holocaust Holiday, and Kosher Hate. Follow him on Instagram and Twitter at @ravishmuli.